Hello and welcome to Word for the Day. This is Father Pete Matthews from St. Patrick's Anglican Church in Lexington, Kentucky. And in today's Word for the Day, we continue our look at the church. And today's episode is based on this central idea that discipleship practices are church practices. Discipleship practices are church practices. So we want to live as faithful disciples. Of course, we live in the world and we're not always with the church, but at the heart and the center of our life of discipleship is our life in the church. And in many ways, the New Testament vision is that the church as a whole is the primary witness to the gospel. We, of course, are witnesses in our neighborhood and our work on our own. It doesn't negate that, but the emphasis is always on the communal. And so, as I said in an earlier episode, when you have a folded piece of paper and you want to lay it flat on a table, you don't just bend it back to being flat. You have to bend it to the opposite extreme and then bring it back to the middle, then it'll lie flat. So this statement, discipleship practices are church practices, hear it that way. I'm trying to really drive in this point and make the case that this is the central way to think of our discipleship practices. And then our practices in the world are overflow and flow back in. So I have two passages I want to use to make this case. And I could look at 100 places in the New Testament, but these two, I think, are really clear and helpful. So in Ephesians 4, verse 1, St. Paul writes, "I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling which you've been called." So this is a phrase he uses again. We'll look at it in Philippians. Little different details, but the basic idea that we walk or live in a manner that conforms or is worthy to the gospel. And, you know, my tendency is to hear that and think, well, what am I supposed to do? And it's me that's being exhorted to walk in a certain way. And of course, it in one level, that's true, right? I have to participate and walk in this. But if you read the text, the accent's different than that. He goes on and says, you walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you've been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, etc. Notice right where he goes. The behaviors that characterize walking in a manner worthy of our calling are church behaviors. They're behaviors toward others. Just think about this one phrase, bearing with one another in love. I can't live out the life of a disciple on my own, separate from the church and the world. It's not a personal, individual thing. It's a communal thing. And the commands that I'm given to live out as a disciple happen primarily and mostly in the life of the church. Over in Philippians chapter 1, Paul uses similar language, and he writes this in 1:27. Only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ. So here he says, we have the gospel, now live in a way that matches up to the gospel. Then he says this, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of you that you are standing firm, how? In one spirit, with one mind, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel. And by the way, the yous there in the Greek are second person plurals. You could translate them in a southern way. Y'all do this. Y'all let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel. And y'all stand firm in one spirit, and y'all with one mind. You're all side by side. But even without that little accent from the Greek, the context is clear. The behaviors are communal behaviors. So to be a disciple of Jesus, yes, there's no like corporate will. We each have to make our own decisions and each decide if we'll participate. That's unavoidable. That is how God has created us. But what we do is we join Jesus, and by joining Jesus, we join the church, and by joining the church, we participate in the life of a visible congregation. We call them parishes in our Anglican tradition, expressions of the one church in a local place. And we walk together as the church in a manner worthy of the gospel. We walk together as the church in a way that's worthy of our calling in Christ. So this kind of emphasizes what I said a couple episodes back, that the gospel creates the church. So as I think about being a disciple of Jesus, again, church isn't something that exists to support my discipleship, either through its communal experiences or its programs or its great worship services. If that's my vision, then, as I said earlier, it just makes perfect sense. Why go to the trouble to go to a meeting when I can watch something online, listen to great podcasts? Those feed my soul. They help me walk with Christ, and they really do. I'm not saying they don't. As I said, I listen to a lot of great podcasts, and they really help me in my life in Christ, and I listen to other stuff too. But that's not church. Church is a community of people walking together in Jesus Christ. And the central discipleship practices are corporate communal practices. So the life, the practices of discipleship are church practices. God bless and have a great day.